Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we want to continue our discussion of renewing the mind. If you were with us last week, you know we've begun a new series on the subject of renewing the mind. I said this last week, and I'm going to start out with it now. Some of you may be thinking, oh, dear, I'm kind of disappointed. I know about renewing the mind. My mind is renewed, and I don't really need this lesson this week or this series. But that's actually the problem. There's a lot of misinformation about what it means to have our mind renewed. And consequently, a lot of people think their mind is renewed, but it isn't. To renew your mind doesn't simply mean to learn some Bible verses, start watching Christian TV instead of secular TV, reprogram your brain. Those are a lot of things you hear in connection with renewing the mind. When you renew your mind, you transform your view of reality. A renewed mind has had a complete change in the way that it sees things. A renewed mind is a mind that sees reality as it truly is. Reality is everything as God sees it. See, we are limited in our perception of reality because all the information that has come to us through the years has come to us through our five physical senses. And our five physical senses do not take into account the fact that there is an unseen, invisible realm beyond the perception of our senses. It is the realm of God and His holy angels and His power and His provision. A renewed mind lives its life with the consciousness that there's more to life than what it sees. A renewed mind lives with the consciousness that God is perfectly present with us, loving and reigning and upholding all things by His power. A renewed mind lives with the awareness that nothing can come against us that's bigger than God. A renewed mind deals with life the way Jesus in His humanity dealt with life when He was on this earth. Now, last week we began with the classic verse, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Paul wrote, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." Christians are instructed to present our bodies to God, use them as instruments of righteousness now instead of instruments of unrighteousness, and we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Change the way we view reality and bring our perception of reality in line with the way things really are, which is the way God sees them. And the reason we do this is so that we can demonstrate the will of God in our lives. We said this last week, and over the course of this series, we'll address some of this in detail. God's will is that we fear not. Fear not. That phrase is found over and over again in Scripture. Yet many of us are afraid. The will of God isn't being demonstrated in our lives. Why? Because our minds are not renewed in that area. The Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus." That's the will of God in Christ Jesus. We give thanks in everything. But many of us struggle with being grateful. We spend a lot more time talking about what isn't right and what we don't have and how we got gypped and nothing ever goes right for us. Well, that's all complaining. It's the opposite of being thankful. What am I trying to say here? I'm trying to say the will of God is not being demonstrated in your life in that area because your mind has not been renewed. Now, man is a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. The spirit is the part of us that contacts God. the physical body is the part of us that contacts this physical world. And then we have a soul, which is our mental and our emotional faculties. When a person puts faith in Christ, his spirit is transformed by the new birth. His spirit is literally born of God, and he becomes a partaker of the eternal, uncreated life of God in his spirit, which makes him holy and righteous by nature. Now, we're going to discuss that statement that I just made in some detail in upcoming lessons, but I'm not going to go into it in detail right now because I want to address something else first. But we need to start here. When you are born again, if Jesus is your Lord and Savior today and you've been born again, your spirit has been transformed. The uncreated eternal life of God came into your spirit and born you again, gave you new life. You became a partaker of the life of God. And that life in you now has made you holy and righteous by nature. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 says, but of God, it's by his doing that we are in Christ Jesus, and Jesus has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24 says we're to put on this new man, which is made of righteousness and holiness of truth. You're made of righteousness now in your spirit. Like I say, we'll discuss all that in more detail in upcoming lessons. But here's the point for this week. That transformation in our spirit, which is so awesome, it makes us a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18 say, that transformation does not directly affect our soul and our body. And although the transformation produced by the new birth is real and is substantial, it has to be expressed through our soul, our mind, and our emotions. It has to be expressed through our soul, our mental and our emotional faculties, and our body to have a discernible impact on our present lives. An unrenewed mind and an uncontrolled body will keep that from happening. If you don't get your mind renewed, if you don't bring your body under control, the marvelous changes on the inside of you will not have a dramatic impact on the way you live. In fact, a person can be truly born again, but if he hasn't renewed his mind or gotten his body under control, he's going to look, talk, and act like an unchanged man. That's exactly what Paul said to a group of Christians who lived in the city of Corinth, Greece. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, I'm reading out of the Amplified here, it says, Paul said to these people, let me set it up first. They had a lot of unacceptable behavior in the church. There were divisions and jealousies and rivalries. Some of them were getting drunk at communion. They were suing each other at court in front of unbelievers. They were abusing gifts of the Spirit. And Paul wrote the letter in part to rebuke and correct them. But here's 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. For you are still unspiritual, having the nature of the flesh, under the control of ordinary impulses. Now, see, he's writing to Christians right here when he made that statement. You are still unspiritual, having the nature of the flesh under the control of ordinary impulses. Listen to this. For as long as there are envyings and jealousy and wranglings and factions among you, are you not unspiritual and of the flesh and behaving yourselves after a human standard and like mere unchanged men? He said, you're acting like mere unchanged men. Your mind and your body must be brought into conformity to the changes in your spirit so that the inward transformation produced by the new birth can be accurately expressed. What's on the inside has to come through your soul and your body to be accurately expressed. Therefore, your mind must be renewed and your body brought under control. The mind and the body are connected in that how you think and feel affects how you act. Renewing your mind, like we said earlier, is not simply adding new information to what you already know to reprogram your mind. It involves changing your perception of reality. It's learning to see things the way they really are according to God as revealed in His book, the Bible. It also involves dealing with the junk in your soul. We've all got attitudes, emotional hurts and scars. We've all got warped thinking. We've got judgments. We've got prejudices and so on and so forth. We've all got them because we've grown up in this fallen world. Even if you grew up in a Christian home, there's junk, ungodly attitudes in your mind. It's not a criticism. It's just exposing a fact. Renewing our mind involves changing our view of reality and dealing with the junk in our minds. Now, this word renewing, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, it means a renovation, a qualitative renewal that makes a person different. The Amplified Bible says it this way, but be ye transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by the new ideals and new attitudes. That's good. You got to change your attitudes, your ideals, the way you view things. Now, last week, we began working on gaining insight in what it means to renew our mind by considering the context in which Jesus made that statement. And I explained to you how Romans chapter 1 through chapter 8 is a systematic presentation of God's plan of salvation by grace through faith. Then in Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11, Paul takes a side journey to discuss some things about Israel. But then in chapter 12, where we find this verse about presenting your body and renewing your mind, in chapter 12, Paul returns to his systematic discussion of salvation. To get the context of Romans chapter 12, we need to go back to Romans chapter 8. We began to do that last week. We found that in Romans chapter 8, Paul made a number of points, many of which we'll address in upcoming lessons. But in the last lesson, we focused on the fact that Paul made the statement about renewing the mind in the context of our created purpose and destiny. We were created to become sons of God and then to be conform to the image of Jesus Christ, or made like Jesus in character and power, and renewing the mind is critical to that process. We want to talk more about that this week.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison, at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.